Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 55 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Fog. 57 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Fog. 54 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 53 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 61 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 71 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 75 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 78 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 80 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 82 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 83 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 85 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 84 degrees.
Whiskey, this is Whiskey 8 Alpha Whiskey Tango. Name is Augustine. How you doing?
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo November Whiskey. I'm doing all right. I just installed a radio in my car, so I'm doing a little test to key up the repeater. That's about it, though.
Okie dokie. Great. Well, you're making it full quieting into the machine. Are you running full power, or are you running lower than that?
Nope, I'm running at my full 50 watts. I have a little FTM500 here, so nope, I'm trying out this little, I think it's a quarter wave antenna on the rear trunk mount, or a lip mount, so I'm glad I'm getting the gain I need to get into the UM repeater.
Ah, okay, quarter wave. Okie dokie, I'm just running my Yaesu FT8900 with a 5/8 wave not outside, up high above me on the top of a bookcase here in my bedroom. So, I think I missed your name.
Oh, sorry, no, it's all good. I probably forgot. I'm Max, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo November Whiskey out of West Ann Arbor over at Jackson and Maple.
Okie dokie, Max. Pleasure to meet you. Well, I am over in Superior Township, northeast of Ann Arbor at basically Ford and Prospect, pretty close to where Ford dumps into M14. You said you're running one of the Yaesu System Fusion radios, right?
Yes, it is. I've only listened on Fusion. I haven't tried any super long contacts, although I listened to the Blue Water net one time, so it sounds like they were calling in from pretty far away.
Okay, cool. I don't have a System Fusion radio, so I haven't tried them, but I know there's a number of System Fusion repeaters in the area. I don't know, I know that Yaesu was giving those repeaters away for like less than $1,000 a number of years ago, so I know a lot of people got them, and then I think they turned off the system fusion part of the repeater, but I know that there's a lot of those things around.
Yeah, Michigan, when I was doing shopping, I was looking and comparing D-Star and system fusion, and it seems like southeastern Michigan, and especially in the UP, there's definitely more system fusion running at this point than D-Star in the state. That was the main differentiator for me, so I could make calls back here from, you know, all the way up I-75.
Okay, yeah, is that a dual bander or just 2 meters?
This is actually, it's a tri-band radio, so I can do 70 or 30 centimeter, 70 centimeter, not 30. I can do 70 centimeter, meter and a quarter, and then 2 meters on this radio. Although I think my antenna is only set up for 2 meters and 70 centimeters.
That's 220 megahertz, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool, yeah. I only got this one radio with this antenna inside. Actually, let me try bringing it down to lower power and just let me know how I'm getting in.
Right ahead.
Okay, I think this is 10 watts. How copy?
And 3x3, it's a little crunchy, but I can definitely hear you. Can you copy me?
Yes, full quieting.
A little crunchy, but you're definitely audible, so if you're looking to operate mobile, it's totally serviceable.
I turned it up to probably 25 watts. Yeah, I'm just mostly not irradiate my head until I figure out a way to get this antenna moved out. I mean, 25 watts is better than 50. Cool. Let's see. Yeah, I've also got a CB radio here that I picked up about a year ago. I need to get, basically, I've got plenty of radios, I just need to figure out my antenna situation for all of them. I've got this dual band Allen Co handheld that I've had for a number of years that I fell on, I slipped and fell on it. It was on my hip about a year ago, and the screen broke. So I just picked one of those Quang Chang radios, the ones that people are putting the new firmware on. It's hopefully it'll get here on Wednesday, and I can vouch how to use it. Should be fun.
Yeah, I've been seeing those quite a bit, actually. I got one of QRZ Explorers when I just got my license a month and or 2 months now. It's all right. It's, you know, dual band T, but it was only $20 with the programming cable shipped, which was a real deal for new hams. I've looked at other HTs, but they can get really expensive really quick, and I figured, you know, one radio at a time. Let's see what we do with this one.
Yeah. Where did you say you got yours? I know. So I'm part of the Aero Club, and I saw an email on the general list a couple ago before I was thinking about getting a handheld. Amazon had it for $20, and I don't think I have the programming cable. But I picked mine up for $30, and I think I have a programming cable somewhere around here. I'll have to take that out.
Yeah, no. I got mine. It was through RZ, and then bought it through Gigaparts. And I think if you're like within 6 months of getting your license, or might even a year, you sort of qualify for the discounted radio. I've looked at the Kuangshengs and the Baofengs, though. I know those are really popular and relatively affordable, too. So I figure those, you know, if I'm looking for something just to kind of throw in a backpack, not super worry about, you know, just have it work. You know, maybe pick one of those up or a couple of things you have on hand. And then maybe swap the antennas around. You know, have one or two nice antennas. So, you know, it's not overspend on you know, not necessarily throw away hardware, but definitely something you feel like you can use and not worry about.
That's just 10-4. I've been a ham since 2010, I think. I was into it for quite a while, and I got a number of radios, and then I fell away from it for at least 3 or 4 years, and now I'm kind of picking it back up again, trying to figure out what parts of the hobby interest me still, and which ones which radios I want to get rid of. I'm not really sure right now.
I'm told everybody should get into HF. Everybody should, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm quite ready to put up, you know, massive dipole in my backyard to try and make connections across the world. I hear it's fun though, so I assume one of these years I'll pick up an HF radio. But I think I'll probably focus on getting my general before I get that, because us technicians are pretty restricted on the HF frequencies. So unless I want to learn Morse code, which I suppose I could do that. It's not a bad thing to know.
Yeah, that's the Morse code is the hard one. I think I got my general 6 years ago. I don't know. Which parts of the hobby really? Oops. What the heck? Why is it locked on transmit? How copy?
5x5 over here.
Hey, I'm not sure which button I pressed, but I just locked the radio on transmit now, so that was weird. Anyway, how did you get introduced to the hobby?
So a friend of mine has his general and has had it for a decade, but I've had friends since college that always sort of were like, you should get your license. I was like, I'll wait. And then finally a friend of mine's husband was like, you really need to get your license, because if you don't, then he's gonna make me get it. And I really want nothing to do with it. And so this was sort of a service to a group of friends, you know, basically to keep a marriage all together. So I'd say that in jest. This friend was hoping to get us into it as locals, and so I took Dan's class at the U back in June, studied a bit, just took it, managed to pass first try, so I was like, oh what the heck. I thought it was a really low cost entry to see if there was anything. I really don't know what I want to do with it. I'm not super into like the readiness kind of stuff. It's not really my thing. I mean, I always have dreamed about having, you know, cars with walkie-talkies and talking, you know, up and down the freeway in a caravan or something like that. So sort of a CB radio type of thing, honestly, is what draws me. But then, you know, we get lots more power, I feel like, with this.
Oh, certainly, yeah. I like to prepare this stuff. I haven't renewed it in a while, but I used to have my Skywarn credentials. I'm honestly, I want to get this, get my, I like listening to the radio. I like listening to the public, the scanners, actually, speaking of listening, I went out to NASCAR. My uncle once brought us out to NASCAR. What was that, last weekend or the weekend before? It was interesting to thanks for time. It was interesting to scan up and down the band during that, and I didn't have headsets, so I couldn't bring my my scanner into the race with me. But when I was out in the parking lot, I was listening to the all the volunteers and the organizers and the public safety people talking and making sure it all ran well, and I thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah, that is super cool, and I mean, so it's funny, when I first got my first handheld, I just turned it on the Weather Channel and just kind of listened for a while, and I was like, this is super neat. Like, this is the raw content that, like, a lot of, you know, that some sources are built on, and it's, you know, really, truly from the spigot, and it is super fun to listen to. I'll just turn on a net or something like that, just listen to the chatter, I'm not necessarily big on participating, but, you know, I'll occasionally hop on, especially if I'm doing a radio test or something like that, to, you know, chat for a few minutes, and then, you know, and having something to do in the car is also not a bad idea. And so I was like, hey, put a radio in the car, have it with me, and I can play around.
Certainly, yeah. Well, I think I need to bow on out of here, and I think my family's going to be having dinner shortly. So, pleasure to meet you, Max, and I hope to talk to you again some other day. WHAWD.
Pleasure chatting. We'll see you around the Arrow area. And this is KF8BNW channel clear.
WHAWD clear.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 84 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 80 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly clear. 73 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 67 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 68 degrees.